Hey there, it's time for your Farm of the Future report. I'm Tim Hammerich. There are numerous ways in which a farmer can collect data, whether it be soil probes or imagery or machinery data or otherwise. It's important to understand both the advantages and the limitations of these data sources. Croptimistic Technology President Corey Wilness says his approach is to start with the soil.
If you're working with soil applied products, I like soil type maps. I like maps that relate to the soil, water, and topography variability out there. I like to see zones that are what I call high and dry. They're all grouped together, areas that have thin topsoils and they're watershedding and low organic matter, maybe coarser textures. To me, those are all a zone for everything that you would apply in the soil.
Now, building on this foundation, Wilness sees value in imagery for more in-season applications.
If it's in-crop related products, I think imagery tools are the best. So whether that's capture with the drones or satellites, some type of remote sensing device. If you want to do variable rate on-off fungicides or work with desiccants for dry down or maybe even some top dressing work, like you want a good picture of the crop growth at that time, where it's high biomass, where it's low biomass.
Wilness added that yield maps can also be beneficial, but he sees them more as sort of a report card rather than an instructional way to drive precision applications. This has been your Farm of the Future report. I'm Tim Hammerich.